Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Masech HaSot with Mishnayos Yud Dalet and Tes Vav. So, Pupulish al Aspasinus, during Aspasinus' military attack on Yerushalayim, if you learn the Churban Agad, it tells Masech HaGittin, it tells you the whole story of Vespasian, of Aspasinus, and how he attacked Yerushalayim. So, during that time, Gazra al-Ataras Chasanim, they made a Gzeira that a chassan is not allowed to wear a crown on his wedding day, v'ala arus, and also playing a certain type of drum at a wedding. But Pulmushal Titus, in Titus's attack on Yerushalayim, again, another thing that we highlight on Tisha B'Av, Gozra la'atros kalos, then they made a gzera that a kala is not allowed to wear a crown. This is a fairly common shaila, that kalas wear some type of headpiece that resembles a crown, so what exactly is included in the gzera, what's not, but they made a gzera against a particular type of a tiara that a kala would wear. And they also made a gzera that no one should teach their child Yevanis, because there was something that happened with two sons of the Melech Alexander Yanai, and they were fighting each other for the crown, and one of them was I forget who was who, but one of them had Yerushalayim, the other one was trying to attack, and people would lower money in a basket over the wall to buy sheep for the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, and there was a guy in the city who knew Chachmas Yevanis, so he used Chachmas Yevanis to let the people know that, look, as long as people are going to be able to let the people on the outside know that as long as people are able to bring the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, you're never going to defeat them. So the next day he put a pig in the basket instead of a calf, and when the pig got halfway down the wall, it was all in the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, I think, or also here in Sota. When the pig got halfway down the wall, the whole city shook. It was a very, very terrible moment. So that's what we're saying, that so they made a gzera, don't teach your child Yevanis. But Pumas HaAchron, during the last military campaign, where they were actually destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Gazru Shelo Tetze HaKala B'Paryun B'Tocha Ir, they made a gzera that a kala doesn't go out under a chuppa in the city. However, Rabbi Seinu, which means Rabbi Yudah Anasi, was makel to allow that to happen, in order to provide her with a certain sense of tznius, that she's, sort of covered up by this iparion. Now moving on to the last mishnah. Mishmeis Rabbi Meir batul Moshe Mishalim. Once Rabbi Meir died, no one was able to tell good Mishalim anymore. Mishmeis Benazai batul Hashakdonim. Once Benazai died, there was no one who was really a serious masmid. Mishmeis Benzoma batul Hadarshanim. When Benzoma died, there was no longer any great darshanim. Mishmeis Rabbi Shua paskatovim in olam. When Rabbi Shua died, there was no longer goodness from the governments of the world. Mishmeis Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Govai v'Rabu Tzaros. There was massive locusts all over the place, and there was a lot of tzaros. Mishmeis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Pasuk Ha'usha min Acham. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died, the Chacham were no longer wealthy. Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva batel Kavodat Torah. After Rabbi Akiva died, Kavodat Torah was gone. Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa batel Anshei Maisa. After Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa died, there was no longer Anshei Maisa. Mishmeis Rabbi Yossi Katnusa Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Katnusa died, there were no longer Chasidim around. V'lam Nikrashmo Katnusa, Shei Katnusa and Shel Chasidim. And he was called Katnusa because he was the Katanim among the, he was from the Katanim among the Chasidim, meaning he was the last one with any Shemetz of Chasidus. Mishmeis Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Batal Ziva Chachma. When Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai died, the glory of Chachma, or the splendor of Chachma, stopped to exist. Mishmeis Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken batel Kavodat Torah. When Gamliel HaZaken died, the Kavodat Torah became batel as well. It's interesting because we already said Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva batel Kavodat Torah. So apparently there are two dinim in Kavodat Torah. There's one that left when Rabbi Akiva died, and the other when Rabbi Gamliel died. See, when Rabbi Gamliel, what was the Kavodat Torah of Rabbi Gamliel? Was that everyone would stand when they learned Torah. So it was an outward expression of reverence for the Torah. With Rabbi Akiva, it was a different kind of Kavodat Torah. Rabbi Akiva knew how to darshan, every crown on top of every letter in the Torah. So it was in finding the depths and the profundity of the Torah. So that was batal when Rabbi Akiva died. So it's a different level of Kavod HaTorah. Both of those types of Kavod HaTorah are valuable. Kavod HaTorah through the learning of the Torah itself, and Kavod HaTorah through the demonstrative outward show of honor for the Torah. Mishmesh Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi batal zivakuna. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi died, the glory of kahuna was gone. Mishmesh Rabbi batal nava v'yerascheit. When Rabbi died, nava and yerascheit was gone. That's the famous Gemara that Rabbi Yosef says, "Al tisni anava, don't say anava was gone, because I'm still around." Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Amar Mishchar Beis Hamikdash. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, boshu chaverim uvnei chorin v'chafu rosham. Then Tamid Chachamim and Bnei Chorin were covered in shame. And people who did Maisim Tovim became very weak, and strong men, and people who speak Lashon Hara became very powerful. And no one is looking for anything good about the Jewish people. All we have to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's not a negative, meaning that's saying we get to rely on HaKadosh Baruch, similar to what the Mishnah said in the last parak about when we go out to Melchama, they're relying on Basar Adam. We rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lazar Gadol Omer, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the time Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shiro Chachimai L'mehevi Kisafraya. Tamid Chacham became like regular, grade school teachers. V'sifraya k'chaznaya, the grade school teachers became like the shamashim in the shul. V'chaznaya k'amadara, the shamashim in the shul became like the regular amei aretz. V'amadara azav n'dadla, and the amei aretz got worse and worse. V'ein mevakesh, and no one wants to stop this terrible, terrible decline in Torah knowledge. Al mi yesh li shayin al v'nish v'shayim. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu could put a stop to this terrible downward trend in our Chachmas HaTorah. Bikvas Mashiach, in the period right before Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaski. There's going to be a lot of Chutzpah, Yoker Yamir, and things will be very expensive. There's going to be a lot of inflation. Hagefen Titin period Vayayin B'Yoker. There's going to be plenty of wine, but wine is still going to be very expensive. How much of this sounds familiar? Malchus Tehafich Laminos, the government is going to turn into an Apikorsish government. Vein Tochecha, no one's going to give any Moser to anybody else. Everyone's just going to live and let live. Beis Vad Yel is Nus. Beis Vat, the place where they would learn Torah, will turn into a place of znus. Vagalil yachrav vahagavlan yashum. The Galil will be destroyed, and the Gavlan will be totally empty. Va'anshei gvul yisovu mi'ir li'ir v'lo yuchanenu, and the people of the borders of Eretz Yisrael, that's where Yerushalayim, are going to wander from one place to the other looking for food, and no one's going to give them anything. V'chachmas sofrim tisrach, and the chachma of the sofrim will start spoiling, will start falling away. V'yirei chet imasu, and people who are yirei chet are going to be found disgusting by other people. V'emes teinaderes, and there's not going to be any truth. There's not going to be any objective truth in the world. Na'arim pnei zekenim yalbinu, young people are going to humiliate and embarrass old people. Zekenim yamdu mepnei ketanim, old people are going to have to stand to honor young people. Ben menavel av, a son is going to be degrade his father. Bas kama bi'ima kala b'chamosa, a daughter is going to rise against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Ayve ish ansheveso, a person's enemies will be the people in his own household. Pnei ador k'pnei akelev, the face of the generations will be like the face of a dog. Haben enu mispayish me'aviv, a son is going to have no busha from his father. Val mi yesh lanu lishayin, alavinu shemashmayim, and all we have to rely on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from all of these terrible things. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Omer, Zrizus mevil edei nitkius. When a person has Zrizus, it brings him to a certain sense of nitkius, of cleanliness. When nitkius mevil edei tara, that midah of cleanliness brings a person to tahara. Tara mevil edei precious, which in turn brings a person to a sense of precious, to abstain from extra things that he doesn't need. Or precious mevil edei kedusha, and that abstention brings him toward holiness. Or kedusha mevil edei anava, which in turn brings him to humility. Va'anava mevil edei yerascheit, and that in turn brings a person to yerascheit. Yerascheit mevil edei chasid. chasidus, and that in turn brings a person to chasidus. V'chasidus mevil de ruach kodesh, which in turn brings a person to ruach kodesh. Ruach kodesh mevil de tchias hameisim, which in turn brings about tchias hameisim. Tchias hameisim ba'a al yidei aliyah zachor l'tov. Amen. So we end with something positive that tchias hameisim is going to be brought about by Eliyahu Hanavi, who we always remember for the good. So amen. So it should be. So that should be the case. So let's review what we did today, or at least a general heading of what we did today. So in Mishnah Yodalad, we said in the various sieges on Yerushalayim, what gezeros they made at the different times, the crowns of Chasanim were, the crowns of Kalas were, at some point they wore goza that the Kalas shouldn't go out covered up in the city, and then the Rabbi Danasi brought back that it became mutter. And in Mishnah Tezvav, we had a long list of midos that died along with people who exemplified those midos. And a discussion about a number of other items that seem hopeless, but ein lanu al mili shal ein el al avinish v'ashamayim. And then we have Rav Pinchas ben Yair's teachings that the Mesilas Sharm is based on, which is Rizus and Akiyos and Tahara and Precious and all the different levels until you get to Tchias HaMesim, which is going to be brought about by Eliyahu HaNavi. So Mazdav, and finishing Maseches Sota, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Maseches Gittin.